We are here today to cross a very important threshold in American history.
That's Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and the threshold she's referring to is the impeachment trial of President Trump.
On December 18th, the House of Representatives impeached the President of the United States, an impeachment that will last forever.
The Speaker set things in motion this morning when she appointed seven impeachment managers, the House Democrats who will argue the charges when the Senate trial kicks off.
I'm very proud and honored that these seven members, distinguished members, have accepted this serious responsibility.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jerry Nadler is among that group.
The Senate is on trial as well as the President. Does the Senate conduct the trial according to the Constitution to vindicate the Republic? Or does the Senate participate in the President's crimes by covering them up?
Shortly after, the full House gaveled in to approve the managers and funds for the trial. Republicans continue to rail against impeachment. Here's House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California.
Let's be honest. This was never about persuasion. It was never about the rule of law. It was what Alexander Hamilton warned us, that one party would get control. And just because of the animosity would demean the process of impeachment.
Then a final vote to send the articles, mostly along party lines.
On this vote, the yeas are 228, the nays are 193. The resolution is adopted, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
And this evening, one more formality. It's called engrossment.
An engrossed resolution is the official copy of anything passed by the House. It was signed by the Speaker and the House Clerk under the gaze of a George Washington portrait in the Capitol's Rayburn Room.
And so with that, I will sign the resolution transmitting the articles of impeachment to the Senate.
With that, the impeachment managers walked across the Capitol, formally delivering articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate for a trial that could begin as early as this week.